Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to I'm New Here. I'm your host, Storm Richardson. And this month, we're going to go a little deeper. Last month, we talked about giving yourself grace after guilt, learning to forgive and finding freedom even when forgiveness felt impossible. We found that aha moment, that breath of peace when you realize you're no longer stuck in the same story. But here's the thing about healing. The aha moment isn't the end. It's the beginning. Because you truly can't understand your aha moment until you start unpacking why you got there in the first place. You have to go back and look at the choices that led you here. The patterns, the pain, the stories you told yourself to survive. That's when clarity deepens, when you stop just celebrating the breakthrough and start understanding the road that brought you to it. Once the light comes on, you start to see why you made certain choices, why you stayed too long, why you tried to fix people who didn't want to be fixed, and why you kept accepting less than you deserved. That's when the real healing starts. When you stop just surviving and start understanding it. Like I said in the beginning, we're going to go a little deeper this month. We're unpacking. We're opening the boxes we were told to keep closed. Looking at what's inside and finally naming what hurt us. Because to move forward, you have to know what you've been carrying. So today we begin, and I'm starting with mine. A few weeks ago, I had a dream. I was standing in the hallway of the house that I grew up in when I was little. Same walls, same smell of Lysol and bacon and sunlight. And there she was, my younger self, hair wild from sleep, her eyes searching mine. And she looked at me and she said, "Everything is okay now, right?" For a moment, I couldn't answer her because in the dream, I could feel that mix of guilt and pride, knowing that she had gone through and knowing what I had survived. I finally nodded and said, "Yes, it's okay now. You don't have to be afraid anymore. I took care of everything I said that I was going to. I protected us. You can go play now." And my younger self, she smiled at me. She walked back into the bedroom, pulled on her little yellow robe, and the light from the window fell across her face, and I could see that she was finally at peace. That's when I woke up with tears on my face because I realized that little girl wasn't asking for reassurance. She was asking for release. That's what the little girl and a lot of us are asking for. Release. And in that moment, I gave it to her. When we're young, we learn which parts of ourselves are allowed to speak and which ones are supposed to stay silent. We're handed invisible boxes labeled too emotional, too loud, too much. And we fill them. We fill them. And we pack away our anger, our fear, our confusion, all the things that made someone else uncomfortable. Maybe you learned that being quiet was safer than being honest. And before you know it, the box gets heavy and eventually it starts to break open on its own. Because the truth doesn't stay buried. It leaks out through anxiety, through anger, through that sadness you can't quite explain. Unpacking isn't easy, but it's necessary. My nanny used to say, everything is not for everybody to know. And for a long time, I thought she meant keeping secrets. But what she really meant was survival. Because there were things that happened to me that I didn't dare speak about. Not out loud. So when I was 8, I was molested. And I was told to be quiet. Nobody said the word sexual assault or SA. Why people are afraid to say it. It's beyond me. They said things like, don't talk about it, or just let it go. And so I did, or at least I tried to. The silence grew in me. I learned to carry my pain quietly, tack fine, to move on, to not make a scene. And for years, I thought if I buried it deep enough, it would lose its power. But unspoken pain doesn't disappear. It just festers. It turns into anxiety, mistrust, control, people-pleasing, all the ways we try to manage a wound we were never allowed to clean. Today, I'm saying it out loud because somebody listening needs to know they're not crazy and they're not alone. You're not what happened to you. You're what survived it. You're the strength that spoke when generations couldn't speak. So now I speak for women who couldn't, and for the little girls who still don't have the words yet. That's why I unpack. Not to relive the pain, but to stop it from repeating itself. I'm honoring the truth for those who couldn't beat to carry, who couldn't bear to carry it any longer. Because every time we name what we really happened, the shame loses its hold and healing begins to breathe. If you're listening right now, any of this hits close to home, I want you to know something. You don't have to unpack it alone. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is ask for help. Counseling, therapy, trauma support. Those are tools, not signs of weakness. They help you take what's heavy and make it safe to hold. So if you're listening right now, maybe you got your own box sitting in the back of your heart and in your spirit, sealed shut with old tape and shouldn't. You don't have to rip it open all at once. You can just lift the corner, peek inside and whisper, I see you. And when it gets too heavy, reach for support. Talk to someone trained to help you release what's been locked away for too long. Healing doesn't mean doing it by yourself. It means you've decided it matters. Because you can't heal what you refuse to name. And unpacking isn't about blame. It's about giving your pain name so it can finally rest. I want to thank you for spending time with me today and allowing me to be transparent with you. If this resonates with you, if you know someone who could benefit from hearing this, share it with them. If today's episode touched something inside of you, take a deep breath. You don't have to fix it all today. Just be gentle with yourself, because this is right here is the beginning of healing. Where your aha moment begins. Until next time, I'm Dawn, and I'm still unpacking too.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.